Welcome. Exciting episode of Daily Dumbass. I'm Dipshit Dal. And currently, I am inside of my grow tent, trimming up my plants. Gonna have to spray them a little bit later whenever their lights go off. And I figured, why not sit here and do two burpees, one stone? Yeah, just trimming my plants and doing the podcast. So, if you listen to Steve-O's podcast, he just had Corey Feldman on. It was a crazy episode. And you know, Corey Feldman from Goonies and Stand By Me, Gremlins, Lost Boys, Never Neverland. He is on Steve-O's Wild Ride, and really, as Steve-O says it in the beginning of the episode, it's a crazy episode and crazy interview. Corey Feldman dove deep, sort of, on some conspiracy stuff of what had happened to him. He, you know, that's a crazy episode. Check it out. Also, recommending, check out a Bonfire podcast. I know it's really stupid of someone who's just kind of starting a podcast recommending podcasts that have been around for a while, but, you know, for my listeners who don't listen to other stuff, it's just me recommending what I've been listening to. But Bonfire on Spotify, if you have SiriusXM, shows longer on there. I don't have SiriusXM, you know, balling on a budget. But they're going to do a breakdown of the Corey Feldman Steve-O upset. Pat. Yeah, it's just dumb. So yeah, Corey Feldman spoke up about his, I guess I should say, alleged, since nothing's happened court-wise, people who he's alleging have pederast him. What's a pederast, Walter? And it's a crazy episode. Check it out. And then, also on Spotify, been listening to the Always Sunny podcast. That podcast is cool. They're talking about how they created Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And they're basically doing each episode of Always Sunny in Philadelphia, they're doing an episode on, and it's pretty cool. I like watching or hearing stuff where creators of shows are talking. I've always been a fan of Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and so it's a cool podcast to watch if you're familiar with the show, or if you'd like to just start watching the show and then followed along, watch each episode, and then after that, listen to them break down that episode. It'd be pretty cool. And once again, it's stupid for someone doing a podcast recommending, someone just starting doing a podcast to be recommending shit that, you know, it's been out for 10, 15 years, but it's what we do. Whatever. Trimming up my plants, and was watching Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Figured may as well do a recording. So here we are, and so I started watching Always Sunny in Philadelphia again. And if you've never seen it, watch it. There's no way it would ever have gotten through and been made today. The first episode is called The Gang Gets Racist. And they go in and do the, they go into a whole thing on the podcast about how they filmed it with said camera that they did, and it was a really low budget, no budget. And whenever they had filmed it, the sponsor that they were going to have initially was Anheuser-Busch. And after they dropped the first episode called The Gang Gets Racist, Anheuser-Busch told them that they had to, they needed to pull off all their signs and everything like that. And the whole season had been filmed, so they had to go in digitally and change up everything. So you watch episode one, you see it's the Budweiser and Bud Light stuff. And then on episode two, if you pay attention to it, it's got the they went in and digitally changed it to whatever made up beers that they had. So the whole first season was shot with certain signs behind them, and they weren't doing a reshoot. And so they had to go in post and change everything. I never noticed that until after listening to their podcast and watching the first season again. Almost done with the first season, but it's seven episodes. I'm almost done with episode five. And I just figured that, I would chime in and discuss the first season. So that's what this episode is, me talking about first season of Always Sunny. There's no way it would have been made today, whenever first episode is The Gang Gets Racist. And it starts with them locking up a bar, and then Dee says that her friend will be dropping by. And then someone walks to the door and they're like, "Hey buddy, we're closed," and it's a black dude. And the dude's like, "Oh yeah, I know," and he shuts the door behind him. And they're like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, we don't want any problems." And come to find out that it was Dee's friend from acting school, so it's pretty funny how they did that way. And then that's funny that the first episode's called The Gang Gets Racist, because the racist thing's just Matt saying shit like, "You people, these people." And turns out the guy who Dee was wanting to hook up with was gay, a gay club promoter. He likes Dennis. And turns it into the hottest gay bar in Philadelphia. So on the very first episode, it's funny, they're tackling racism and I guess homophobia. Once they find out it's a gay bar that they got turned into, they're not happy with it, but Dennis is, because he's a psychopath and he likes the attention. So, Dennis is fine with it. He's getting all types of tips. And I think Dennis and Charlie are okay with it. Mac and Dee are not fine with it. And it's been a while since I've watched Always Sunny in Philadelphia, but I remember the first season's really funny. I don't like the. I like it. It's fine, but that's not my favorite. The episodes that are not amongst my favorite would be the beginning of season two when their mom is in it. I don't really care for those ones. Those are still funny. We'll get there. But I just figured, why not go over Always Sunny in Philadelphia. The dipshit Dal perspective of it. On, I'll do a season by season thing. I won't do an episode by episode. Not necessary for that. But on the very first episode, like I said, it's the whole racist and gay bar thing, which is really funny. Then and now, I mean, the show holds up. And I like the evolution of the characters. But the second episode was that Charlie wanted an abortion. A chick comes up and tells Charlie that they need to talk about their son. And it's a whole thing. Come to find out, it's not his son, but he's got to use the kid to get close to the waitress that he likes. Also, very first episode, sorry, they Charlie dropped a hard N bomb. No way that one would have been done today, but it's funny in the context that his N bomb was dropped. Not, you know, sometimes it's able to be pulled off. Not saying that it's a good word to do. I know that was an awkward pause. I was clipping in an awkward area. It's not a good thing to do or say, but at times on certain shows, it's pulled off funny. And I'm just saying, if you watch the episode Always Sunny in Philadelphia, check it out. Check out that podcast. And they talk about each episode. But it's funny whenever, like, you just watch it and you know it was cringy to write that back then. Nowadays, it's like you got some explaining to do to everyone, but they said fuck it. And, yeah, Always Sunny in Philadelphia is one of the best comedy shows ever be made. And the whole first season they tackled racism, homophobia, abortion. There's an episode where Mac's trying to hook up with a tranny. They that's what they call the person on the episode. And then there's a episode where there's underage drinking and they're allowing the kids to drink in the bar, and they hit that snag on the road that if you know they're in high school but 18, what do you do? And this is all before Danny DeVito even comes onto the into the cast on the second season. But it's really cool. all the stuff that they end up hitting on that show. And, you know, Sweet D almost hooks up with a high schooler. There's a high schooler who's 18 who's telling Dennis that he's got to take her to prom. Kids are drinking in their bar. That one's a funny episode. Like I said, I didn't finish the first season, but maybe I'll just pause this here and come back in a little bit after I finish trimming up these plants and watch the last two episodes. Yeah, I'll go ahead and do that. Pause here. Motherfucker, while I was in the middle of recording this second part of this episode, my phone shut down, so that's life. But on the next few episodes, I'm gonna do an episode per season of Always Sunny in Philadelphia, just kind of talking about the different seasons and whatnot.
I touched on the first season, talked about what was going on in the first season quite a bit. The episodes of season one is the gang gets racist. Episode two is, I have the list right here, hold on. First season's only at 7 episodes long. Whenever I first seen the show, I was attending film school and living in my little travel trailer. Didn't have any internet at the place where I was staying, so I had to find me some shows. And I went to either Walmart or Target whenever I was living in Ventura, Oxnard area of the world, and the first DVD was like, I think there was only one DVD in the package. Might have been two, I'm not positive, but it only has 7 episodes. It's all before Danny DeVito came on. But it's first episode's the gang gets racist. The second episode is Charlie wants an abortion. The third episode is underage drinking, a national concern. Number four is Charlie has cancer. Number five is gun fever, where guys' bar is getting robbed and they hit the hot topic of getting a gun. And then they show why jackasses shouldn't have a gun. I'm fine with guns, but these guys are. The show is supposed to be like the worst people imaginable possible. And so gun fever, and then after the gun fever, where they're all trigger happy, the episode six is the gang finds a dead guy. And on that one, in the very beginning, there's a dead guy in their bar, and they don't know who the hell it is, and they're all talking shit about the guy who died in their bar. And then some hot young gal comes in and she's like talking about how that's her grandpa and she didn't really know him that well and she just wanted to see where he spent the last days of his life. And then Mac and Dennis decide that they're going to try and score with this chick and try and go all the way. Telling them that they knew her grandpa. And it was really low, no budget show. And it's really cool that it's gotten to go on for this long. It's currently one of the, I think the longest running, I don't know if you'd call it a sitcom. It's not, I don't know. I guess it's like a sitcom, but not really. It's not really all that cheesy. Like when I see a sitcom, I think of cheesy, and this is not cheesy. The final episode of the first season is Charlie gets molested, and there we are introduced to the infamous, gross McPoyle brothers, and they are a set of brothers who are also lovers. If you want to be my brother, if you want to be my lover. And turns out the McPoyles weren't actually molested or anything like that. Spoiler alert, but if the whenever they come in and say that it's the coach that molested him, Charlie gets all weird and he takes off and he's got to go meet up with the McPoyles and tell them that they can't go through with this plan that he had came up with when he was blackout drunk. Mac takes it upon himself to try and figure out why is it that Charlie was molested and not him. And he's showing everyone pictures of him as a young kid, and he's like, "Look, look, look, look how cute I was." And they're like, "What the hell is this? Why are we looking at your kid pictures?" And he's like, "I'm just saying, if the guy was handing out blowjobs to all these kids, don't you think that I would have been in line?" And so the whole episode, Mac is trying to figure out how come if these weird gross brothers and Charlie, if they were molested, how come he wasn't molested, you know? I don't know. It's interesting. I like how they got picked up for a second season. And a lot of the first season. Sorry, I had a stretch. The first season they had the they had already shot like a couple episodes just because like the guys wanted to make their own little like home movie type thing before YouTube was a thing. And remember, this show came out in 2005. And they were just filming them on whatever little cameras and were doing the edits inside the camera. So it would be like, if you screw up that scene, we gotta rewind it and we're just gonna record over that scene. And it was all edited in camera for their first home video. That's how they pitched the show to FX. I like it because it's balling on a budget and they made a whole lot of something out of a very little bit about a nothing. And I mean, the first season touched on, the first episode touched on racism and gays. The second one, Charlie wants an abortion, but the kid's 12 years old. And then on that one, Mac and Dennis are trying to hook up with Max hooking up with someone from, trying to hook up with someone from the side that think that all people who believe in abortion should die. And Dennis goes to the abortion rally to try and pick up on girls. He's like, I mean, they gotta be loose. They gotta put out, right? Don't even have to wrap up with those gals. Underage drinking. The kids are drinking in the bar, you know. I mean, we've all been underage and drinking. Allegedly. Charlie has cancer. He doesn't have cancer. He actually just found out that the waitress that he's got a crush on, and that's her name, is the waitress. She don't have a name in the show. I like that. He's in love with. She hates him. He's stalking her. But while he's stalking her, he found out that she's wearing a Livestrong bracelet. So, Charlie thinks the best way around that is bada boom, bada bing, act like you have cancer. And the Charlie has cancer was actually the thing that they had already filmed and sent it to FX to pitch their show. A lot of the time, whenever a pitch is going on, you're like, all right, here's the deal. I got four characters. And they basically just kind of break it down. These guys actually filmed stuff and then gave that as their pitch. I might be wrong on that. Who knows? I'm an asshole. Charlie Has Cancer was the first one that they filmed, and then come to find out he don't have the cancer, but you know, it's a funny episode. Glenn Fever. They're getting all trigger happy because the bar got robbed. They found the dead guy. And then Charlie got molested. And so they touched on racism, molestation, trying to scam through a whole funeral, gun stuff, faking cancer, underage drinking. So it's interesting to see where we'll end up on season two, but we're getting there. This is Daily Dumbass. I am Dipshit Dal, and this is episode Who Gives a Fuck? Probably just gonna reslate this one as season three, episode one. Cause I lose track of what episode I'm on. So, I mean, whatever. That's life.